How I Came to Believe in Hell, Part 2, by Sheila Kopp, at havinggod.com. As I had mentioned in the part 1 of this blog post, the Lord showed me a vision of the hell fire that the scriptures talked about. I thought I'd continue with my story about hell and tell the story of that vision that the Lord gave me one night. It was probably a couple of years ago by now. This was after I had experienced hell myself, going down into that pit in an elevator. See part 1 of this story. One night, I woke up and saw the Lord hovering by my bed, to the left side of me by the ceiling. I saw him clearly right in my room, sitting on his throne, looking down straight ahead to my right. I was wondering what the Lord was looking at, so I looked down also in that direction. What I saw puzzled me at first. It looked like an oval shape of gold. But as I wondered about it, I saw it clearer more and more. All around it was pitch black, but this golden oval shape was glowing in the dark. I soon started to see more of what it was. I thought, oh, it's a yellow lake? Then I saw more and more details, and I realized there was white smoke coming out of the sides of this lake. It's so strange because I had no idea what it was. I thought at first that maybe it was so cold that the smoke was a mist. But then, as if God was answering every question that would come to my mind, I saw bubbles on the lake. Then hot lava going up and down like a wave on an ocean. The lake got larger and larger, and I started to realize, wait a minute, is this what I think it is? I realized what it was. It was a lake of fire. As I started to view this lake and observe it, I realized that there was someone at the rim of this lake. I couldn't tell at first who it was exactly. Then I saw him. It was Satan. I saw Satan working really hard, throwing people into the lake. There were lines upon lines of people coming to Satan. It was so dark by the rim of this lake that I didn't realize at first how many people were lined up. Satan wasn't even done throwing one person into the lake when here comes another person, then another, and another. He didn't have a moment to rest. In the midst of this, I heard the Lord say to me, would you like to see it closer? I said to the Lord, no, Lord. I was cringing as I saw these people lined up to Satan, not realizing what was about to take place. So many of them were completely oblivious to what was in front of them as they lined up. But then all that would change as soon as they realized they were being hurled into the lake of fire. No one was forcing any one of them. There were no devils dragging people up to Satan. The people themselves were walking up to Satan. It's like they wanted to be there. I was so worried I would see someone I know. I didn't want to see it. It was upsetting me. I could make out some faces and then I would look away because I was worried I would recognize someone I know. Then I'd look again and I would see Satan hurling people into the air and into the fire as they came to him. I was watching all this and then I had this thought that I didn't even finish yet and it was answered. All this time I was just seeing this vision but didn't hear anything. So I thought it was interesting I didn't hear anything. Then I heard it. Blood-curdling screams of indefinable terrors. I didn't hear it very loud. I heard it from far away. When they realized what was happening to them, they would utter this terrified scream. Then more and more terrifying screams of people in such agony and pain as they tried to swim out of the fire. The horror on their faces couldn't be described. I saw one man pulling himself up with all his might, trying to swim out, then getting quickly sucked back in by the weight of the sulfur and the lava. It was terrible. It was like the lake of fire was alive, like it had a mind of its own. It knew how to suck people back in who tried to get away. It was like the lake was a person too. It knew who was trying to get away and would make sure they didn't get away. I don't know how long I watched, but finally I came to myself and I realized I didn't want to see anymore. And so I told the Lord, "Please, Lord, I don't want to see anymore." And the Lord said, "Okay." I closed my eyes and the vision dimmed away and was gone. This is how I came to believe even more that hell is real. The Lord has clearly answered the question in my heart whether hell is true or not. As I had mentioned in my other blog post, I had been asking the Lord in my heart whether hell was real or not. I didn't want to believe it's true, but it is true. I wasn't hallucinating or anything. I wasn't sick or taking any medications. I was fully sober. I know what I saw. I felt what I saw. It was like I was watching a movie with God, but it was real. And I saw the Lord sitting on his throne, hovering in my room by my bed. Then it's as if he came by my side and we saw the whole scene together. I could still see the vision of him sitting looking down, then being near me, beside me in the bed as I sat up. I know I don't have to convince anyone. I just need to believe for myself because the Lord has given me the answer I was looking for. There is hell, and it is real. And yes, it is hot, like my mother had said to us again and again growing up. It is so hot, people were screaming at the top of their lungs as they got near it. I don't want to go there. I don't ever want to go there. And furthermore, I don't want anyone I love to go there. So every day I pray for people I love. Day and night I pray for people I know and love. I beseech God for his grace and his mercy upon my soul to keep people that I love from going there. I don't care if they're far away from him or not. I don't care what they've done. I've asked the Lord to save them for me and to keep them for me. Based on my experience, see part one, and my vision of hellfire, I believe there are different levels of hell. Some will probably experience the total darkness and the pit I experience, and some will probably go straight to hellfire. Some people with NDEs, near-death experiences, talk about other things they've experienced in hell. Some experience getting eaten or bitten alive by demons. Thank God Almighty I have not experienced that. I think I've seen enough visions of demons and getting attacked by them to know that I want nothing to do with them. They can be pretty intimidating if you don't have the Lord. But when you have the Lord and you know he's right there beside you, he gives you this braveness in your heart that you don't end up getting intimidated by them, but rather you want to stand up to them and fight them. They used to bully me to tears and torment me in my sleep. But thank God he's real. And whenever I call on him and rebuke Satan and the devils in Jesus' name, they have no other choice but to leave me alone. The key thing is having a relationship with Jesus Christ. It's really very simple. Just ask him to be your Lord and Savior and confess your sins to him. Tell him you're sorry and ask him to help you to live for him. Ask him to fill you with his Holy Spirit and get baptized in his name. The Spirit of God within you makes all hell quake. Make sure you get baptized in Jesus' name because the Bible tells us that there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Acts 4 verse 12. Only the Lord Jesus died for our sins. The name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost is Jesus Christ. All the fullness of the Godhead dwells bodily in Jesus Christ. Colossians 2 verse 9. So it's very important that we put on the name of Jesus when we get baptized. Apostle Peter also told the people on the day of Pentecost to get baptized in the name of Jesus. Acts 2, verse 38. If you want to get saved, make sure you have Jesus in your life. Jesus in the morning, Jesus in the evening, and Jesus all night long. You want to keep talking to him and keep spending time with him all the time. Because there is no one else the devils are afraid of except Jesus Christ. I have come to know this for myself. I have come to experience how powerful having a great relationship with Jesus Christ is. Because Jesus Christ is God himself, manifested in the flesh. So when you have Jesus, devils are afraid of you. Satan himself is afraid of you. Jesus loves us so much, and his desire is to save us from hell. I explained in part one how God did not create hell for mankind. He created hell for Satan and the angels who followed him when he rebelled against the Lord. People who end up in hell end up there because they don't want God. They don't want to do what God wants them to do. They want a world where God doesn't dictate to them what to do. So they end up there because God grants them their desire. Hell is a place where God has removed himself. Everything that is good about God is vanished from that place. If you want to be saved, you have to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. Because without it, you're on your own. There is no way we can make ourselves holy and pure. There is no way we can save ourselves. Jesus does the saving, so don't even try doing it. The way to be saved is to always spend time in prayer, talking to the Lord, asking for his forgiveness, asking for his strength, and asking for more of his Holy Spirit. He's the one that knows our weaknesses. He's the one that knows what is good for us and what is right for us. What is good and right for one person might not be exactly right and good for another. He understands every person's history. He understands everyone is an individual. So don't try blindly following a church or a spiritual person or your pastor either. Everyone has their own personal walk with God. It doesn't mean you shouldn't go to church or hang out with spirit-filled people or talk to your pastor. But if we look at another person's walk and try to be like them and look to them for strength, forget it. You can end up getting discouraged. You can end up falling away from God because no one is perfect. One way or another, that person you are following could end up doing something that could disappoint you. They might end up doing something stupid. And Satan is going to help you lose your soul by believing a lie that God has disappointed you. God will never disappoint us if we truly trust in him. Never. It's man that will disappoint. Never the Lord. The only way to walk this Christian walk is with God. Walking with Jesus every single day. Going to him and talking to him. And reading his word. Our eyes always should be focused on Jesus Christ, not on anyone else. Put your blinders on and keep your eyes on Jesus Christ alone. No one else is going to carry us through until the end except the Lord. He is faithful. No matter what happens, no matter how bad you feel about yourself or how bad you've disappointed him, keep going to him. And keep talking to him. Keep confessing your sins to him and keep telling him that you need him. This is what I do every single day. I know I cannot save my own self. I know I need Jesus alone. I don't need anyone else to save me because only Christ died for me. So I go to him morning, noon, and night. And he has shown me this. This is how to have more of him. And this is how to be saved until the end. But as it is written, I had not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man, the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 9. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful and unbelieving, and the abominable and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Revelation 21, verse 7 through 8. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Matthew 11, verses 28 through 30. Prayer. Father, I thank you for your love for me. I thank you that your love is true and faithful, and you love those who love you. I love you, Lord, and you mean so much to me. Please, Father, help me to love you even more. Help me to stay faithful in my love for you until the end. I am lost without you, Jesus. I need you. I cannot save my own self. Only you gave your life for me and died for me at the cross. Only you overcame the world for me. Please, Jesus, bless me with a closer walk with you. Bless me with a love for you that will love you until the end. Please, Father, forgive me of my sins and help me to follow you. Fill me with more of your Holy Spirit and help me to do what you desire for me to do in this life. Help me to do your work and bring others to your kingdom. I pray this, Father, in your most wonderful and lovely name, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Amen.